Welcome, everyone, to our attunement number 2, Freedom Attunements. Yesterday was a really beautiful, profound day, or attunement number 1. It was a profound moment of reconciling the mind, of allowing the mind to have this new space, this new relationship with the heart, and allowing the heart and mind to be in a new, powerful, and supportive partnership. We allowed the mind to be welcomed, to be honored, to be acknowledged for the amazing ways in which it attempted to keep us safe when our heart had been previously vacated. And now we are present in our heart. Now we are holding a constant intention and bringing our attention constantly to the heart through all the different systems of and ways and techniques of healing that we learned in the 21-day stress and anxiety and overwhelm healing intensive. Those are all techniques that allow us to be at home and present in the heart. And when we are present and home in the heart, I also call it the sacred chamber, we are also present in our wisdom, present in space that allows us capacity, that allows us to be fully us, to be the I am that I am. And when we are the I am that I am and are fully present within our heart, within the infinite and eternal part of us, then we are also creating a space, a toroidal field of power. It's like we create our own little power cell. And we invited the heart in, we invited the mind in, I should say, to the heart. And allowed our mind to be honored in the way it deserves to be honored. And today we are going to do the freedom of attunement of the heart. We're going to open up the capacity of the heart. We're going to release the old framework of protection of the heart. And the protection was there for a really good reason, because of the pain we've received through our life, of the many traumas and upsets, things people have said that have kind of created little scars in our heart. We're going to unwind that today. And we're going to do a freedom attunement of the heart, opening up the heart as a new platform upon which we can stand, and strengthening the partnership with the mind that much more. That's it. And there's already an unwinding happening as the heart is realizing and sensing the focus that we are paying to it. And the mind is also on board as well, knowing that the mind will work that much better when the heart is completely present and strong and confident. So everyone just take a nice deep breath right now. Take a nice deep breath. And just feel you in this moment. Feel your power, your grace, the qualities of you as divine energy. Feel you standing strong in that power. And if not strong, stronger and stronger. How's that? That's it. Oh, wow. It's a beautiful healing pulse here. Just allowing yourself to be you in this moment is creating an unwinding right now. That's it. That's it. And just being very present in this moment. That's it. We're going to be the observer in this moment. We're going to embody this observer energy. It's kind of like the one that the part of us that gets to be in the seat in the movie theater instead of in the movie. witnessing, watching, observing. Observing with compassion, but neutrality. So we're going to be in that energy right now, and we're going to embody the observer. And it might be a guardian angel, it might be a Mother Mary, kind of a mothering, archetypal mothering energy, it might be more of a scientist. And just embody whatever it feels, whatever archetypal energy feels right for you. You're going to merge with it, embody it, and feel yourself as the embodied observer. Able to hold this energy of neutrality and somewhat detachment, yet very supportive. That's it. That's it, good. And we're going to bring our attention to this area around the heart. And it's kind of a metaphor. So whatever that looks like for you, that is holding any pain, that is holding old hurts. And we're just going to bring our attention to that area. And as we approach it, we see that there's a younger version of us in that heart area. And we're just going to bring our attention there. That's it, good. And as you bring your attention to that area, that's right, and you see and witness this younger version of you, you remember that you are the observer. And you bring that observer guardian angel to this little one. And you say to this little one, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not going to leave you. I'm here and I'm present and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here and I'm present with you in support of you, to acknowledge you, to see you, to support you. That's it. And it's this little girl or little boy is a representation of the pain that has been held in the heart. And we just bring our complete attention as the observer in the state of neutrality, giving them space. And we just observe the little one that represents this pain. And we just say, we see. We see why there's pain here. Oh my goodness, we see it. And remember, you're the observer observing the little one. And the little one is experiencing whatever they're experiencing. And you are observing. You're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. And really be in a pristine agreement with this state that you are observing and they are feeling. And they, we just tell them it's a moment for you to express the pain that is here. That there's an alchemical reaction that happens when you get to finally give voice to the pain that it wasn't safe to give voice to before, that it might have been dangerous to give voice to. And so we hold this energy of support in detachment for the little one to just be. And we just allow them to feel the pain and whatever words come out of that pain, they get to say. They get to be in sadness or in hurt, in anger, whatever emotions are present there for them, they get to express it now, finally. And if there are words that come with that expression, they get to express those. And whoever was responsible for some of that pain is not here, is not present, and is not part of this. It is 100% this little one, and you as the observer giving them space. And you're in slight detach mode so that they have the space to feel. You're observing their feeling. And you just let them feel this pain from the heart. And they just get to rail or cry, whatever, or hide, whatever it is they want to do, they get to do right now. They get to do right now. That's it. And we just love them as they do it. We just love and honor them. And we just notice how incredibly brave they've been to hold on to this pain this whole time. That's it. And we just love them. Love them and honor them. That's it. Beautiful. There's a powerful unwinding happening here right now as we simply let them express, and through that expression is an alchemical reaction that allows the love to now start to flow in. And the love starts moving in as they simply feel and express, and we share with them something that we thank them. We share with them that we are going to thank them and have tremendous gratitude that they held on to this pain until we were ready, which is right now. Because by holding on to the pain, we got to survive. They helped us to survive. And we thank them with tremendous gratitude for their courage, for the different coping mechanisms, the different beliefs that were formed in order to survive this pain. And now it's finally time to express it. And through the expression, this ignition is happening that is allowing tremendous love to move in. The love has always been there, but now there's an opportunity as they express, they simply express the feelings that the love is here and they can feel it. They can feel this love. And the love gets bigger and bigger as they feel and feel and feel. And we tell them, you know, we're not asking you to change, just finally express the emotions, this pain from the heart, this heart pain. There we go. There we go. There's a powerful unwinding happening here. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. And there's been a little resolution that has happened here in this moment. And in this resolution, we just honor all of it. And we ask them a question in this moment around this heart pain, around the resolution that happened, around the expression of it that just occurred, around all of it. What is it that you and your heart needs now? What do you and your heart need now? It's likely a quality of some kind. And ask them to show you. So really allow the little one here to show you what it is that they need. What is it that they need? Let them express it. What do they need? Good. And now, what would it be like if that need were fully expressed? What would it be like if that need were expressed? Ask them to show you. Please show me, little one. What would it be like if that need were fully expressed? That's it. And now we ask them, now what would that feel like? Describe what that expressed need is like. Describe it so we shine the light of consciousness on it. So we bring awareness to it, and that awareness makes it grow. What's that like to have that need fully expressed? What's it like to have that full expression in your life day to day? What would that be like? Feel that. Describe it to yourself right now. What would that be like? And I can, and it's as if the little one can now, is starting to sense a power in the love that is present here for them. There's such huge love here for them. And they're starting to sense their power, because it's not love that came outside, it's their love. It's the infinite internal love of their very soul that is here present for them. It's the love that they are, and as they feel that and marinate in that and feel the expression of the need fully expressed, and the love is marinating all of that, there's this power that is growing within them as they stand strong in their power in this moment. That's it. Beautiful. Yeah, and in that stance of power, we now look at the heart, and we see that there's been a transformation of the pain, and there's a beautiful opening here. Even if it's not completely transformed, it's okay. It's okay. You can use this again and again and again. You own this audio. You can come back and do this process again and again and again. But we got a really good portion today. And for some of you, we got most of it. And now that creates this beautiful opening for us to do the attunement of the heart. This is the freedom attunement. This is freeing the shackles of the heart, freeing and unwinding the pain, creating this beautiful natural protection, although there isn't really protection. It's just this beautiful power and strength that acts as a natural protection just naturally. So that's not a thought of protection. It's just a natural energy of power. And that power contains within it an energy of knowing, an energy of trust and faith, and those things create a capacity to feel and sense anything that could be quote-unquote wrong long before it arrives. So this beautiful attunement is going to give potency to the energy of the heart, the frequency of the heart, the frequency of love. That's it. And there's a beautiful unwinding just knowing that that is the energy. And we're going to start into the attunement now of the heart. And this beautiful attunement is going to, there might be some silent moments that, and I'll walk you through what's happening as it's happening. But know that there will be some silence. So just allow all of it in this moment. These attunements are like just energetic keys that are forged individually for each of you, from you, through me, to you. So it's 100% you. Yeah, it's almost like it's, I'm just being shown this, you know, this can't be rejected because it's from you. You know, the rejection medication you have to take for liver transplants, it's nothing like that. Well, it's like that in a way because it's you, it's yours already. So it's going to move in and just unlock this dormant energy, this energy that's always been there. And the clearing we just did opened the way for that, and there's going to be more additional clearing as we do the attunement. And so this freedom attunement of the heart, that's it, is starting now. And whether you're listening now or well into the future, it's equally as powerful on the recording. And know that I can, I have this weird capacity to see all that will receive this, so I've got you, even if it's in the future. I see you. That's it. There's this beautiful divine heart energy here that is creating a template that is part of this attunement. It's the pulse of the one that beats us, that beats our heart. I'm being told these words to repeat. I don't know exactly what they mean, but... And it doesn't matter. However, there's some part of the key of this attunement that is relevant to these words. It's a fifth dimensional heart. And there's this pristine heart template that is also being installed into this key, this attunement key. It's the original divine blueprint of the heart energy. And with that, the guidance. Yes, yes, yes. The energy frequency of the heart in connection, deep and potent and aware and awakened and conscious connection to the higher self, to the part of the infinite and eternal heart, is being forged into this key. And as I see each of those words, there's also energy that is moving in right now that is preparing the physical, emotional, and mental bodies for these intentions that are being forged into the keys of this attunement. And the body's being prepared, the mind is being prepared, and the emotions are being prepared in this moment with those intentions. And there are beautiful, again, for those who don't necessarily believe in this, this is metaphor. But there is this, and there is this beautiful angelic energy here. As if the archangelic realm is here preparing this heart energy in our physical, emotional, and mental bodies. And so everyone has one, two, or all of the archangels working with them right now. Whew. Preparing the physical, emotional, mental bodies as these, the key of the attunement is being forged with these energies in them. That's it, beautiful. And there's this incredible white light. It's so bright. It's so bright, it's almost blinding. Moving in and just clearing and cleaning the energy in preparation for this heart attunement. This bright white light is dissolving anything that is no longer required in the face of this attunement. That's it. And any energies that are no longer required are leaving in the face of this bright light. And the old beliefs about the pain that was in the heart are now just loved and honored and acknowledged and released. That's it. Here comes the attunement. The keys are done being forged and they're now moving in and unlocking this refined energy of the freedom attunement of the heart. Opening up the capacity to hear the divine whispers of your inspiration and intuition. Strengthening the power, the confidence of the heart. Opening a field of love that is so grand. And there's this cool blue light is coming in to support the attunement That's it. And as the attunement starts to finish up, there's this beautiful energy of a crystalline structure that is now flexible. It's flexible and crystalline in nature, and it's now part of the heart infrastructure. And it's just love. It's just absolute pure love. And it's part of the infrastructure of the energy of the heart now, and the crystalline nature of this beautiful energy is refractive in part, meaning it's like a prism, meaning that intention now flows through in an amplified way into the world. And in turn, it's as if only pure light, like the purest, you know, a prism is sunshine goes through a prism and creates rainbow colors. So it's almost as if only the energy of pure light can move into this heart. So as I said, there's a natural protection. And it's part of the energetic infrastructure now of the heart, of the physical heart and of the spiritual heart and the emotional heart and the mental heart. It's part of the sacred chamber, which is the heart. The center point of the soul is now crystalline in nature. It always was, but now there's just awareness of it. It's been highlighted and ignited and activated more. That's it. There we go. And as you bring your attention to this beautiful energy of your heart, of the center point of your soul, of the new strength and power of your heart, that's it, you feel it coursing through your body. You feel it softening the thoughts. You feel it honoring and acknowledging the emotions. You feel it nurturing and nourishing every part of you. You feel this beautiful heart energy now has got you, is here in support of you. It's here in more strength and more power. And the strategies and the strategies of life now can be different with the power and strength of this heart energy that is in you, the power and strength of this crystalline structure. That's it. That's it. And it's as if there's a beautiful hum of love now that is part of you. A hum of love that allows you to see through new eyes what the world is, what your life is. To refract that love naturally without having to do anything, just by being you. You refract love into the world in a powerful, magnified way. And as you move into the attention of the sacred chamber, where the mind has a beautiful place, you can feel the mind glowing in turn because of the deep partnership between the heart and the mind now. The mind receives equally as the heart has expanded to this new place. That's it. There's a beautiful unwinding here now. That's it. Oh, wow. That was a really big release that just happened there. Wow. Wow, well done. And you might notice your physical body right now feels like there's more space between the cells, more space between the muscles. Feels like the compartmentalization of any of the systems of the body are more naturally in communication now. And the any walls that were previously there kind of dissolve in the face of this beautiful, powerful heart energy. Activated, ignited heart energy. Crystalline heart energy. You can feel the power of you is just simply expanded. There's more of you. You can feel the mind in a place of more calm, more peace. There's more space in between everything. That's it. Whew. And everyone just take a nice deep breath, and when you're ready, open your eyes and open your eyes into this new world. Open your eyes into this new world, a world that has the strength and power of the heart, this capacity, this bigness. That is you, the magnetic energy that both gives and receives as the heart is in balance. That's it. That's it. Lovely, 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 lovely. That's it. Good. And just notice what it feels like with your eyes open to have this attunement that has activated and opened you and opened this part of you. What does it feel like? Describe it to yourself in this moment so that you can remember this moment. And you can continue to know that this is part of who you are now. And you can continue to shine the light of consciousness on this new part of you, this new attuned part of you. As you go through your day-to-day life, knowing that this is here. This is here now. This is real now. The strength is here for you now. That's it. Beautiful. Oh, well done. Well done. Thank you for calling that forward. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And, we're going to wrap this up now, and we're going to do our third attunement. So tomorrow, and for those listening later, there is no tomorrow. It's already waiting for you. I would wait a day at least to do the third attunement. And thank you for the co-creation. Thank you for calling this forward through me to you, from you through me to you. This is all you. I'm just you talking to you. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For sharing this journey, and I will see you for the third attunement. Bye, everyone.